This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you until 10 o'clock today. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Seth, I was equal parts terrified by Monday Night Football last night and grateful during Monday Night Football last night.
What were you grateful about?
I'm grateful about it. Really, I was grateful as I was watching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get completely decimated by injuries throughout the night.
Yeah.
That while the Texans have had their own share of injuries, that they're still finding ways to over. They're still 5-2. Nico Collins is going to come back. The defense was banged up last week and had a really good game, in my opinion, against a very good offense in Green Bay. Like I think there is something, offensive line notwithstanding. I think there is a moxie about this Texans team that takes on adversity maybe better than some other teams do. The Buccaneers lost Mike Evans last night, literally on a throw to the end zone. It was like the Nico Collins play on steroids. It was a deep pass.
Yeah.
And unlike Nico, who caught the ball and went in for a touchdown, Mike Evans dropped the ball. Unlike Nico, who didn't really grab at his hamstring, we all watched him go into the blue tent and go, I wonder why he's going there. Mike Evans was literally grabbing his hamstring as he fell to the ground on that play.
Yeah.
And unlike the Texans, who went on to win that game against Buffalo, the Buccaneers went on to get outscored by 41 unanswered points after going up 10-0 in that game.
The tough thing about the Ravens is you want to lean on historical precedent and be like, well, we've seen the Ravens be damn near unstoppable looking in the regular season many times before.
Yeah.
We personally have seen them look unstoppable in the playoffs as well.
Yeah, very recently.
What you have to hope is that somehow there's still that little Zay Flowers dynamic where, all right, in a big moment in the playoffs or what have you, maybe they just don't have it.
Yeah, maybe.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, that's the part that terrifies me, the Ravens. So the part that was grateful, the part that the original question was what had me grateful, that the Buccaneers look like a team that if they get punched in the face, they're not really punching back. This, like this, the fairy tale, losing, and they lose Chris Godwin on a broken ankle or a dislocated ankle. Literally with 43 seconds left in a game where they've just been getting garbage yards after garbage yards, they're driving for a touchdown that's going to maybe get them an onside kick, and they've already lost Mike Evans, and even things like my daily listen in on Cleveland this morning, where the news for them is the news for them was they're still hashing out the fan treatment of Deshaun Watson, and literally in the middle of the opening segment of the morning show there, the news came down that they were signing Bailey Zappe to back up Jameis Winston this weekend.
Oh, good, good.
You know what I mean?
So things are on track there, right?
You know what I mean? So, like, so as we sit here and look at our Chardonnay offensive line, which is really the only part of this team right now that I've got a major issue with. Everything else, I'm good with the Texans, including the coaching staff, which I know D'Amico is catching more strays this week than he has as a head coach. I think he even kind of admitted that. He mentioned the criticism at the end of the press conference.
In a fun way. Said, hey, you guys are going to,
in a fun way. I think D'Amico's handling it great. We're going to go in again today because he answered some questions we didn't have answers to on Sunday, so we've got to hit some of that. But life is pretty good here right now, is my point. Until you watch Derrick Henry run.
No, there's just such a clear distinction between the really genuinely elite and better teams in the NFL right now than the Texans. And it's easy to say, well, it's just one position group. And then you remember, oh, yeah, that one position group, the offensive line, is damn near 50% of your entire offense. Right. The offensive lineman, as disadvantaged as they may be genetically in life, tend to be fat, ugly, uninteresting people for the most part. But they do comprise 5/11 of your entire starting offense.
Right, right.
That's all. It's kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm. And when you watch a team like the Ravens, you're like, ooh, look at how physically nasty they are. Wow, look at them attacking. Ooh. It's you get the sense that they probably – I'll tell you what, Sean – probably pretty pathetic how few their Instagram following numbers
are. Oh, that is true.
Yeah, they probably do not do nearly as well on Instagram as our Instagram OTs.
Right. Yeah, Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard scoff at Tyler Lindenbaum's IG following, for sure.
Titus Howard got an owie on his thumb in one place, so just stopped blocking. Like, that was, I felt
wait,
like,
wait,
oh,
wait,
boy.
Hold on.
You got to keep those thumbs in shape for your Instagram.
Hold on for a second. Like, to the point where, it sounds like you rewatched the game.
Yeah, I got to go back and watch this rep again, because I had it earmarked, but, if you know,
you
my
see it on the All 22, like him,
it's
like.
It's one of my seven notebooks that I've got laying around, but. But yeah, I'll send it to you in a little bit.
My God. Hey, I was thinking about this last night as Derrick Henry was running for, let me find it here. He made me a lot of money on Prize Picks last night. 169 yards on 15 carries. He had 23 yards at halftime. I know this because I needed him to get more than 86.5 yards. So I was like, I was at Legacy Cigars and Lounge last night. We were watching it. Reggie was out there. Some listeners were out there. We had a good time. And I'm like, man, he's only got 20. This is all I need. I needed a Mike Evans touchdown. I needed Derrick Henry to go off. And then he does what Derrick Henry does, which is get handed the ball, get up ahead of steam, and go down the sidelines for 81 yards. He got caught before he got in the end zone. This is what I was wondering, Seth, and I'm curious your thoughts on this, especially your thoughts on this, because you wanted Derrick Henry for the Texans very badly, probably as badly as anybody in the city. You were on the Derrick Henry train, and he's looked...
Very unpopular take at the time.
He's looked phenomenal. Yeah, because everybody wanted Saquon Barkley, and you didn't want Saquon. Now, Saquon's had a good year, too. All these guys, like these running backs who their current teams last year didn't want them anymore.
Yeah.
That is a very underplayed story right now. Henry, Barkley, Mixon, Josh Jacobs, all having very, very, very good years for the teams that signed them. Here's my question.
Okay.
Would Derrick Henry, how would it have looked Derrick Henry running behind this offensive line? And the reason I ask is that Joe Mixon seems to run behind this line very well, and I think a lot of it is he's got a suddenness about him at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry needs to get up ahead of steam to do his thing. How do you think it would have looked behind this line?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be nearly like what this is, what he's doing in Baltimore.
Would it have been better than Mixon is my question.
No, I don't think so. I mean, other than the health. I guess that's the biggest thing is the health. You know where I am also with running backs. I'm in a weird spot where I almost like a guy who's 30 or 31 and has stayed really healthy than a guy who's 25 or 26 and has stayed really healthy.
Yes.
And... Mixon's 27 or 28 right now.
He's in that range right there.
Yeah, like he hadn't gotten past that hurdle to where I feel like, oh, you're a genuinely durable running back in the NFL.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, Derrick Henry's a guy that you want to be able to give him a little bit of a runway, and there has not been a runway for running backs here with the Texans. A lot of times it's Joe Mixon doing a really good job dodging flack in the backfield and then getting going. There were some really nice instances of run blocking in the game the other day. It wasn't as consistent as it needs to be.
Yeah.
But I think Joe Mixon, if you're gonna sign a running back based on how decrepit you think your offensive line might be, it's probably better to go with Joe Mixon than Derrick Henry. Now, if you think you actually have a well-coached offensive line that actually gives a damn about toughness and things like that, then by all means, get yourself a Derrick Henry.
Right.
On that 80-plus yard touchdown run he had, he got up to the fifth highest speed of any ball carrier this season.
He did, because he didn't score. Someone caught him.
Or, somebody... Yeah, the 80-plus yard run.
Yeah.
He got up to the fastest that he's been
fast.
All season.
Yeah.
The fifth fastest all season of any ball carrier.
He looks good, man. He looks better now than he did against the Texans at the end of last year. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry. So
yeah, I think that's we were a little bit, and this is why my take was so unpopular. The Texans, the two games versus the Texans were his two worst games. And so people that had watched Derrick Henry were like, oh, all right, it's everything. Like, he's the worst version of himself. Yeah, if he gets disrupted in the backfield, he's worthless. The Texans completely crushed him. That was as much about Will Levis as it was about Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
That the Texans could sell out because Will Levis had no ability to really take advantage of the over-aggressiveness of the Texans' defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Texans play the Ravens team we saw last night in 10 weeks. They play them in Christmas Day. They play them week 17. So early in week 17. They play them in about, a couple of months. Are you nervous? Are you as terrified as I am of what I saw last night?
No, because it feels like way far off. Mm-hmm. Although I was writing a check yesterday. Don't ask why. But I was writing an actual physical check. And I was kind of shocked when I put the date on it.
I thought it was
like October 20th or something. I just guessed October 20th.
Yeah.
And I went for it and I put it on the check.
Yeah.
It's time she's a moving, isn't she?
Is she? Well, it's week 8 already, man. Like we're damn near the halfway point of the season. I wanted 6-2 before the season started in the first 8 games. And I guess it's like, okay, is this going to be a 6-2? Like now I'm getting a little nuanced with it. Like I know before the season, I'm like, I think they can go 6-2. This is the soft part of their schedule, and if they go 6-2, man, I'm going to feel good. And I just wonder after this game on Sunday against the Colts, am I going to be that guy where they're 6-2, but I'm like,
they're 5-2, and D'Amico said something on in the post game. Or on Monday, maybe, I don't know which buddy it was, but he's talking about how, hey, if the Texans come down with one of those potential interceptions on that final drive, we're having a different discussion today. I don't know if we would be, actually. I mean, we've been saying this about this team all season long, there's certain things you cannot ignore in victory. And we've seen that. Like, there's just certain things where you can see, all right, they have to improve on this. They, on paper, have the potential to improve on it. But right now, they're really a 500 football team. Yeah. That's how I look at them. They're a 500 football team that won some squeakers that maybe shouldn't have been squeakers. But the offense is a, middling offense.
Average.
Scoring wise, and like, to take any statistic you want, and you can look at it and say, all right, this is a middling offense.
Yep.
And does the return of Nico Collins, you know, make that big of a difference? And having Joe Mixon and Nico Collins on the field at the same time, we won't know for a couple weeks, hopefully.
Yeah. The biggest concern, we'll talk about it more in the next segment, like all the yeah buts in the first part of the season where we were nitpicking the wins were all things that were largely dumb. Like penalties they're giving up big plays. What are you doing? They're not, you know, the safety's not rotating over the top, all that stuff. The offensive line is something that could get C.J. Stroud hurt, and that's why this is a legitimate concern to me.
The offensive line
isn't just kids being kids, you know what I mean?
Everything orbits around the offensive line right now in terms of the tight ends not being involved in the passing game. A lot of that has to do with the fact that they're being used in pass protection so much. It's an ugly situation. Yep. The offensive line is the limiting factor. It's a big, gigantic, irregularly shaped mole on the cheek of the Texans offense.
On the cheek of an otherwise super hot model.
She's like a 10.
Yeah.
And you're like, but she's got a mole. Is it like Cindy Crawford's? Oh, God, no.
It's like a separate creature living on their face. It's got its own zip code. Yeah. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Seth and I get to dig into some more things today. Pettycast at 8 o'clock is going to be really good.
Oh, yes.
It's a good Pettycast. We got Ross Tucker.
Favorite time of the year.
We got Ross Tucker at the top of the hour. Watching D'Amico Ryan's press conference yesterday, I felt like this is the first time that D'Amico is getting hit with like real head coaching questions yesterday about decisions, about personnel. Let's see how he did. We have his answers for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.